Nazir, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Harei alai legalei achatzi nazir. Person says that he's accepting upon himself to shave half of a nazir, to bring the karbanos for half of a nazir, meaning half the karbanos. But the problem is first he said harei alai legaleach. Before he said the words chatzi nazir, before he explained that it's half a nazir, he already accepted upon himself in the first part of his statement to bring karbanos naziris. V'shama chaver v'amar v'ani alai legaleach chatzi nazir. And his friend heard him and he also said, me too. He said that he's also accepting upon himself to shave half of a nazir, meaning half of the karbanos of the naziris. Zem migalech nazir shalem, v'zem migalech nazir shalem divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir holds both of them have to shave a complete nazir, meaning both of them have to bring complete karbanos. Because according to Rabbi Meir, once they said that they're accepting upon themselves to shave, and it's understood that they're accepting upon themselves to shave, which means to bring the karbanos that are done while the nazir is being shaved, that already is a complete kabbalah. And when afterwards they say chatzi nazir, it's too late. You can't go back, according to Rabbi Meir. Even toch kedei dibur. And Tversol points out that according to Rabbi Meir, the chiddush is even the friend that said, and me too, meaning because his friend spoke after he completed his complete sentence. And yet, according to Rabbi Meir, even his friend that spoke up second after he heard the whole sentence, even his friend has to bring all the karbanos. Because we split up the words of his friend, who even spoke second, into two parts, even though we know it came after what he heard. However, the Chum say that that's not true. We look at it almost like one statement, that you have the Nether and the Pesach along with the Nether. And according to the Chumim, all they meant was that they were going to accept upon themselves to bring half of the karbanos of the Nazir. There's a joke when somebody says that he threw his mother-in-law down the stairs, a spoon. So the question is what you focus on. So according to Meir, he meant to say that he threw his mother-in-law down the stairs. But the Chum say no. In that case, that's not how Jews always talk. Jews will say that. They'll say, threw their mother-in-law down the stairs, a spoon. And he meant to say that he threw her a spoon.